Now, have you ever been on a date where it feels more like an interview, where the person intensively questions you about your career and your future plans? Are you ambitious? How much money do you make? Bloody Spanish Inquisition, that's what it's like. But a group of teenagers from County Offaly decided to take an alternative twist on speed dating to help with their future careers. These teenagers from Oaklands Community College in Eden Derry invited a number of business people from different industries to take part in College Awareness Week. And Midlands 103's Conor Sheehan went along and he brings you this report.
I really want to be a vet, but if not, like, anything to do with animals really is what I want to do. I thought it was really good, even if people wanted to be an engineer, an accountant, something in makeup and beauty, you can talk to someone who has the same interests as you and you can relate to them when they were in primary school or secondary school.
I want to be a business lawyer or an accountant. I haven't decided yet, but this really helped on what courses I want to do. I was always afraid of going to college and a bit afraid that I won't get the marks to go in, but now I feel like I'm able to do stuff that I'm thought I never would be. I've met accountants, finance managers, sales managers, doctors, therapists, many people that I've never heard of before.
I'd like to be an architect. I kind of like that profession, like designing houses and stuff. They gave us a good like nod on to like believe in yourself and do what you want to do.
I think it really changed my opinion of what I want to do after the leaving out. I asked what courses they had to go through and what qualifications they had to do to get the job.
Students from Oaklands Community College, Eden Derry, talking about career speed dating organised by the school for College Awareness Week. A variety of business people from across the Midlands and further afield took part. I sat in on one of their sessions.
I'm Mark. I work for a company called Mondelez. We own Cadbury Chocolate and Philadelphia Cheese, and my job in there is I'm a business development manager. We do the merchandising and we do the displays of all the chocolate and coffee and cheese and all that kind of stuff within the store. I did business and psychology in college.
Do you like what you're doing now?
Yeah, it's a brilliant job. I'm at the job for 15 years. I started off just solely merchandising and then I worked my way up along the line.
Sharon Levy from the Sharon Levy College of Hair and Beauty in Portlaoise says the event will help the children build their self-confidence.
I think some students know where they're going, but other students really haven't thought about it. But I find a lot of them today are a little bit shy in asking questions. So I think confidence is a great skill that it'll bring to them. So I suppose the most important quality students need to have is to be organised while they're training, be responsible, take ownership of their career.
Mary is a software engineer with Cisco in Galway. She says more needs to be done to encourage girls to study science and engineering.
By the time students get to college, it's usually too late if they haven't decided to do it before then. So crossover is difficult to get.
How do you think schools should go about getting students interested in science, technology, engineering and maths?
More practical, hands-on kind of things, like from my perspective, things like Coder Dojo, Scratch programming, that kind of thing would be very good to get it in as part of their computer classes.
Is 14, 15 too young to be getting these students to probe professionals about their careers?
It's not too young. I mean, at this stage they're possibly contemplating their options for Leaving Cert, which will then have a knock-on effect on their options for college, so it's definitely not too young.
Patricia Harrington is a guidance counsellor at Oaklands Community College, and she organised the event to make the students more self-aware.
The idea was, I worked last year at, in Portlaoise College, and it was a college for every student and College Awareness Week, and we planted the idea that it would be a fun and interactive way of working towards building the future for students and also, you know, making it a whole school approach. I wanted to bring the idea here and to have it in a fun and interactive way so the second years could start to think about what skills and qualities I have, where can I go to college, and keeping them motivated and making them believe in themselves. I think by asking questions to the professionals, it builds their confidence. We have companies and individuals from all different sectors, from sports to hospitality, from environmental, from science, which has been Science Week. We have some maths, we have fitness and sports, Army, Red Cross. So just kind of making it a very wide area. kind of thinking of all the career sectors so the students could into, you know, have a chat. We prepped them by, we handed out a worksheet and a letter, and we also gave some letters to parents at the parent-teacher meeting, just to kind of, you know, bring it home and encourage them to ask these kind of questions. But I always allowed them to kind of feel comfortable and ask the kind of questions that, you know, suits them. We were just kind of giving them a guide and then let them take it up with the professionals, because you can't plan a conversation. We asked them to find out what advice would they have for a student entering that professional, and kind of something, that advice and motivation to keep them going in school and keep them believing in themselves.